money.
Let's talk money.
I don't have your money.
I know I'd be a lot happier with some extra cash.
Is this about money?
Obviously, this is all about money.
Oh, man, we got bills to pay, buddy.
With practical tips and a focus on scripture, let's talk money. With Dave and Reb. From More Than Enough. Real conversations about money for real people. Let's talk money.
Are you ready to talk money, Reb?
I'm ready to talk money.
Once again, it's you and me in the studio alone.
Yeah.
Together.
And we're like approaching real spring.
We're approaching real spring.
Yes. And it's like March break-ish for people, depending on your school calendar, when that happens for you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're still talking money.
And we're still talking money.
Over and over again.
Well, some people don't get tired of hearing us from what I've heard. Anyways, they're like, oh, you know, so pull up, grab a coffee, sit down, and just feel free to join into the conversation. Before we do that, of course, I want to give a shout out to Crosspoint Financial and Brent Vandermeer and his team, who are the sponsors of today's show. We've talked so much in this show about how important community is, and Brent and his team are part of our community. And so they work on the wealth generation side. We work on the helping you get to there so you have more than enough. And so we love Brent. We love his team. And we're just so thankful for the partnership that we have in that. So thank you, Brent. So, Reb. Oh, my.
So like, I'm not hesitating, like, it's not really a serious topic today. So
it's actually
like,
fun.
It actually is a fun topic and, goes to a little word play that Dave has been a bee in his bonnet for many years. So
it's just the way that I think.
Yes. It is the way you think. Yes. So keep listening to discover what this word is. Yes. Anyway,
this is one of Reb's favorite topics. I'm just for those of you who want to know a little bit of insight into Reb, and you know, I've had people say, "Oh, we just love Reb, and we'd love to get to know her better." And pay attention, because this one, you will get to know Reb a little bit better.
You can see on YouTube that I'm hanging my head like, I don't know what you're talking about. This, okay. You can explain why you think this is my
Go
favorite
ahead.
Topic.
You're going to introduce
okay. All right. I'm going to read scripture from Deuteronomy today. Mm-hmm. And it's talking about tithing principles. You shall truly tithe. And I'm going to read from the New King James, because I do like it every once in a while, the richness of the language. So, you shall truly tithe all the increase of your grain that the field produces year by year, and you shall eat before the Lord your God in the place where he chooses to make his name abide. The tithe of your grain and your new wine and your oil of the firstborn of your herds and your flocks, that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always. Okay, there's like so much in that statement. But if the journey is too long for you, so that you are not able to carry the tithe, or if the place where the Lord your God chooses to put his name is too far from you when the Lord your God has blessed you, then you shall exchange all that produce that was mentioned for money. Take the money in your hand and go to the place which the Lord your God chooses. And you shall spend that money for whatever your heart desires, for oxen or sheep, for wine or similar drink, for whatever your heart desires. You shall eat there before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice, you and your household. Oh my, what are these verses talking about? So
in Deuteronomy 14.
So when I was growing up, all I knew about the tithe was, and the topic today is not tithing. This is not my favorite topic. I'm just saying, this is not the topic. But when I grew up, well, tithe, that meant 10%. So you give 10%, you get your paycheck. I worked on the farm. You give, that's just what you did. You just did that first.
And where did that go?
I went and gave it to my church, actually. That's what I was taught. So it went directly to the church I was a part of. So it's just something you always did. You did not do it. It was like, it wasn't even an option. I only learn now, as we do More Than Enough, that people don't do that. They weren't grown up to give like that. Anyway, it's Dave and I have had discussions about tithing and all of that. But this scripture, I did not know, because when you add all the things you're tithing, As far as I understand, it adds up to over 20% of your income.
This is the second tithe.
Yeah, this is the second one. So this is a tithe about going to celebrations where the Lord had placed his name. So the Lord says, come here. Like eventually it was Jerusalem. Come here. We're going to have some parties. Make sure you save so you can go. Mm-hmm. And then he says, I want you to do it this way. Through Moses, he said, okay, so it's your grain, your new wine, your oil, the firstborn of your herds and your flocks. But that's a lot to take on a trip. We think packing up some suitcases, some playpens, some, you know, some boogie boards and heading to the beach is a lot for a family of six. It was. We stacked that van full of stuff sometimes when we go on a holiday. But can you imagine dragging the sheep? I'm just thinking of sheep farmers today, just packing the sheep in their van to the trip. Anyway, he does use common sense. And last week we talked about common sense, and the Lord has a piece of common sense. If you can't carry it all, go sell it and bring the money, but go to the place and the two.
So I want to back up
because there's so many cool things in here.
But I just want to say for all you ladies, you know, think about it. The command of the Lord is that there, you know, you're going to travel to the place to worship him and have the big potluck. So for all you ladies, I can just hear the exhausted sigh of, oh my goodness, we've got to get the crock pot out. We got to do this. We got
to
do this.
We have to bring it all in. We have to put it in the caravan and go.
You know, I 100%. I'm just getting that vibe of the, oh no, we got to travel to the community potluck, which is like 200 kilometers away for us. Like, you know, we got to pack it all in the car with the kids and pray that nothing spills. Like, I mean, I'm just feeling that vibe.
Okay. Right? So this is like, oh, so we could just cash it in, bring money and we can do takeout. So essentially.
Yeah. It's like.
Anyway,
Tim Hortons. Pick up a 20 pack of Timbits, you know, whatever it is, you know.
And okay, so we're being kind of silly, I realize, but there's some beautiful parts in this verse. In these verses, I love that it says, "Set aside this tithe of all the grain and the oil and the firstborn, so that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always." I think that is something that's not even the topic for today, but that's something super profound about giving. We give.
But this isn't the tithing give thing.
I know. But isn't this beautiful that we can learn to fear the Lord by how we intentionally are disciplined in our giving? That's a whole other topic for another time.
It's not the giving tithe. It's the tithe.
I know. Okay. So we're going. I'm just saying too. Anyway, so we move on and then he says, so, you know, you shall spend the money for whatever your heart desires, for oxen, sheep, wine, similar drink, whatever your heart desires, you shall eat there before the Lord. You're going to go on this trip and you're going to do this as unto the Lord. You're going to have these holy days and God is setting this up for you, but plan for it. And the thing that really is at our heart today, because many of you might be going away this March break. It's March, you go in south, maybe you're, you know, lots of our parents have had places in Florida, let's say, and they're—
Speak for yourself.
Okay, my parents for 21 years had a trailer in Florida. So we would go at March break almost every year when I was in high school to Florida. Lots of you listeners might have that beautiful privilege, right? They're wintering, as we say, the Northerners are wintering in the South, and we can go down there, have a visit for a week, and isn't that beautiful? We often use the word vacation for that word. But if you didn't know, Deuteronomy talks about a holiday, holy days. And the meaning for vacation and holy days or holiday are very different. The origin of And this is where you, this is where we draw back to what I said mm-hmm. at the beginning. You love the semantics of these words because yes. you have always said we're going on holidays, not vacation. Why? Because we're not vacating our life. We are actually going to celebrate as a sign of giving thanks to the Lord, spending time with family, friends, and even setting apart some time for focus on the Lord, on mm-hmm. these holy, the, on the holiday we're taking. That's, we have, it doesn't mean we don't have fun because you read these verses, you shall spend the money for whatever your heart desires. Like, and then he says, oxen or sheep, wine or similar drink. He's saying, celebrate, mm-hmm. come and set time aside with me and celebrate me in your life, giving thanks to me. Like, I just, there's such a, it's such a beautiful picture, but do we think, Dave, of our Southern trips, our vacations as what God?
Well, and that's the question, and maybe that's the question we need to really ponder, and we're going to ask you to ponder, is when you think about that that time, is it, I'm vacating my life, so I want to just get away, leave everything behind, and just vacate. So that's, you know, one. And then, is this a time where we're going to actually draw closer to the Lord? And I'm going to say this. I'm not sure. There's no judgment here. There may be times where you're like, I just need to get away and I need some time. We obviously want to encourage you that if you're taking time away from your normal life, I put in air quotes, and then to include and to draw closer to the Lord. But the context of Deuteronomy is some practical I'm going to say suggestions, practical suggestions on how to live.
It was part of what they, how they lived.
And so part of Deuteronomy, if you look in other parts, God's saying, okay, there's a celebration here and there's a celebration here and don't forget this and do this in remembrance of this. And so they, like the Lord loves to party. There's no doubt about it. Read through Deuteronomy, read through that, the Leviticus, read through the law and count how many parties the Lord initiates, how many celebrations he initiates. And I know we talked about common sense last time and just saying, and the Lord also says, but to do all of those parties, to come and worship me in holiness, I'm going to give you some direction. And that says, you know, I want you to come away. I want you to come out of your normal life. And I want you to worship me in a specific place where my name has been established. And so for part of the Jewish history, that was Jerusalem. For part of it, it was the tabernacle. Then it was the temple. Then the temple wasn't there. And so, you know, like the Jewish nation's going, where the Lord had established his name may not have been terribly close to you in geography. And so the Lord says, but you need to prepare for it. And I'm going to give you the goods. 10% of all the produce, 10% of the first fruits of your flocks. And again, we're in a whole different economy here. We're not in a farming economy, so to speak, and making those correlations. But the wisdom we can take from this is if you're planning a time away, then you need to make it part of your regular every day. You need to go, okay. And it is just as difficult for the Israelites to say, wow, I got to take 10%, 10%, 10%, 10% and put that somewhere so that we can go on our holy days. So that
yeah,
we
because
can
there is more. I mean, even after those verses, it says, don't forsake the Levite. Yeah. You also have to tie to the Levite. So there,
that was the first time.
Right. So you add it all up and it's, like, yeah.
And he says, don't forget the poor, which was another 3%. So technically, there was 23% every year, if we want to talk about that, and that's a whole different topic. But today, we're saying the Israelites took 23% of their gross income and set it aside in these three pots, one for the poor, one for the holy days, the days where we can just have the community potluck and enjoy ourselves and worship the Lord. And that might look like, in our context, that might look like going to a conference, or that might look like going to a concert. It might not be, a 3-week vacation. It might be just, hey, there's my favorite Christian band coming to, and I want to go, and it costs money for tickets. So I want to get prepared for that. I don't want that to be a stress on my finances. And that's a little getaway. It's a little holy day where I can come and worship the Lord in the community with my favorite Christian artist.
What do you think the Lord is saying to his people with this directive?
I mean, I look at that as practically and say, it's the Lord really just giving us the real details of how we navigate this world.
But I want to say why. Why is it important? Why is getting away? It's important to save for the getaway. Mm-hmm. But these holy days, like, you know, you were talking about the word vacation. We use that often. Mm-hmm. And vacation comes from the word vacate. It's Latin. And it means to be unoccupied.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of sense I'm getting, even from the show we did with Amanda Van Oppen a few weeks ago about windows of tolerance. Mm-hmm. We get outside that window of tolerance and we just want to, like, some days, and speaking for me personally, I say to Serena, I just want to go back to bed and put the cover over my head, right? Like, there are some days that I'm outside my window and I just want to run, or I traditionally, this is what Dave, I think, was referring to, why he said it was my favorite topic, because this is also a confession. When life is too much, I go online and figure out where I could go on a holiday. I actually just, like, I say to Dave, okay, when can we book this and can we save for this before then? And he knows that
in our vacation fund.
Well, okay, but he knows that often I'm just doing it as a exercise to help me process the overwhelm I'm in. We often don't go on those. We do go away and we do set time aside. But we're very conscious with each other. Are we just doing this to escape? Mm-hmm. Are we just simply wanting to escape our life? And I sense the seriousness of these questions. Right. And that goes back to, what is God saying to us about the importance of drawing away with him? It's a with him. It doesn't mean it has to be spiritual and church services all week, although it can be. But if for you, your community is your family, and you just want to be together, and you want to do it in a way that you are just doing it with gratefulness, rejoicing. I mean, he says, though, he uses those words that we could spend it on what we want, and that we shall rejoice, you and your household. Have you thought, you know, you may be feeling the squeeze financially, and we talked about that last week, but God has put this, it's like the Sabbath. He gave us the Sabbath day for us. Like this, he did it so that we could keep this holy day unto him. But what was it? Also a day of rest. And he knows what this world takes from us just by living in it. And right now, I'm pleading. You know, I feel like this pleading inside me. Don't forsake this instruction of Sabbath or rest or setting time away for holy days. And then this is what we talk about. Like, we can tell you how to plan for a holy day. We can say, because Dave, what have we done for years now? Just a little bit of money. What have we done every week?
Yeah,
every Monday.
It goes into the account, right?
Yeah, like we have a certain amount. Somebody said to
automatic transfer from our regular checking account into the designated savings account that is specifically for holidays.
Yes, to take time away so that we can actually get away. Mm-hmm. And what did it start with? There was a guy years and years and years ago.
That's right. It did start. I forgot that it started with that.
So he said, oh, well, people are like, he said this, like, honestly, 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, he said, people always complain that they can't go on a, you know, a trip to Cuba or whatever. Well, what does that trip cost? Well, you know, at the time, maybe they could do it for $1,000. He goes, well, what would it take to save every week? It would take one cup of coffee at Tim Hortons. Can you save a cup of coffee a day at Tim Hortons, put it in a place where that's your holiday. That's how we started.
It was $3
a day. Yeah, $3 a day.
We did an automatic transfer of $3
a day. So 21, and this was at a time, like we said last week, where we were building our emergency cushion, not having a lot of cash, but we found $21. Why? So that in summer, we could go do some things with our kids. And maybe we did not do them in light of Deuteronomy 14, but it was an intentional save so that we could honor the need for rest that God was speaking to us about.
But we did use it. And again, in that season, we did use it for stuff like we want to go to a conference or there was something up.
But sometimes it was a museum with the kids, sure. Or sometimes it was a dinner out. Yeah. Right? Because that actually is referred in Deuteronomy 14.
I just remember it was the fund where we were like, okay, well, this is, it was kind of like, there's something extra. And can we call it holiday? Yeah, I think we could call that a holiday. So we were making it up, but yeah, it worked.
And right? I don't know how to, okay, so realistically, you guys, like, sometimes.
And by the way, I just want to say, we did do the $3 a day.
We did.
And that was, like, we were seeing that automatic transfer go out $3 a day. And, it, like, it increased our
transaction
report.
We switched to $21. Yeah, because it's not so great. And
we thought, okay, let's do that. But I mean, we started at $3 a day.
We did. And it was very little. And you think, well, what does $3 a day get you now? Well, it gets you more than zero, you know, in your savings account when you guys are planning, because what happens is in the vacating desire, you do like me maybe, and you go online and say, what trip south can I get myself on just so I can get a break? Mm. And if you do it in debt, then you come back to the strain of the debt at such high interest, and you want to, and so then I say to you, David, what can we do? Like, there's some things that we practice in our household. We have for years, every seventh week or so. Yeah. So, and we can consider these holy days as well.
Yeah. And we would actually use some of the money for that as well.
Well, so, tell them what it is.
So, basically what we did is we took the model of the Lord said every seventh day was a Sabbath and make that holy unto the Lord. And that's Sunday in our context. And we kind of expanded that and said in a bit the craziness of our life, but also just a coming back for our family into the presence of God. We said every seventh weekend, we are going to have what we call a Sabbath weekend. And it's a weekend where we quite literally say no to everything outside. And we would just say yes to our family. And
because we were doing at the time and still do a certain amount of hospitality and I wasn't working full time yet or anything like that, but it just felt like a lot. So I said to Dave, we've got to do something. Then we came up with this idea. And
so every seventh weekend, we said no to everybody else, and we just gathered together as a family, and we decided as a family, what are we doing? Are we going to sleep in? Yep, okay, we're all going to sleep in on Saturday morning, or are we going to go to somewhere together? Everything was to be done together. Everything was to be to kind of come around, and at the beginning, I think the kids were like, whatever, mom and dad are doing this crazy thing. And then, I don't know, somewhere in the middle of that, all of a sudden the kids were like,
"They got
this
in
is
rhythm.
Our Sabbath weekend and we love it." And we would come out of, Sunday evening. And typically I would ask the question around Sunday evening would be like, so are we more refreshed in our spirit and our bodies than when we were Friday night? Like if we come in, and have we truly experienced the Sabbath weekend? Mm-hmm. And that was a good guide for us to go. If the answer was no, it meant we did too much or something mm-hmm. happened. And then we knew for the next one, which was 7 weeks down the road, that, okay, we're going to do it a little different. And it took us some time to kind of figure out what that is. And of course, it changes because the dynamic changes. But in the end, we sat it down in January and we started and we just went, okay, let's start. Where's our first Sabbath weekend? And we counted out 7 weekends, every seventh weekend over the course of the whole year. And we blocked it in the calendar and it was untouchable.
It really was. The reason we mentioned that today mm-hmm. is because maybe some of you do not have cash flow, but you do need some rest. Mm-hmm. And we're encouraging you not to vacate your life, but to actually go to the Lord with your life. Mm-hmm. And that might mean a Sabbath weekend like that, taking 2 days aside for if you're single or if you're mm-hmm. a couple or even if you have young kids where you're just, maybe you're watching some good movies, maybe you're reading aloud, maybe you're going to go
playing games.
Playing games.
I will say very often, I we didn't go anywhere.
No. You make meals together.
But we did sometimes order in, so we would prepare financially for that and go, okay, Reb, right. you're not cooking on the Sabbath weekend. The rest of the kids and I are cooking on the Sabbath weekend or something like that to give you that break.
So if you're feeling you don't have cash flow for it, you can do it very simply, but mm-hmm. still have the essence of what God is talking about in Deuteronomy 14. And he's also, in the last few minutes, I want to say this, with thankfulness, mm-hmm. with rejoicing. What is the significance of this directive for rest, for focus, refocusing our life on him, but to also refocus our remembrance of what he's done and what we do have, what we have within our families, what we have for food and fellowship and safety and a warm home in the winter. Like all of those, whatever you're grateful for, he says, rejoice, you and your household. And we are learning as we do this, we learn the fear of the Lord, as it says in Deuteronomy. So at the end of the show today, if you take Deuteronomy 14, 22 to 26, maybe you'll learn some more about the history of this together. Maybe you can set aside some Sabbath weekends. Maybe you can start saving automatically just a little bit so that you can celebrate each year and have some holidays, some holy days set apart for you and your family with God.
Yeah. And you know, as we often say, you know, it's not easy. It takes some intentional planning. It takes saying no and saying yes and doing that intentionally. And you know, we're not sitting here going, oh, that was all easy. We had, in our journey, we had and we still do in terms of money, being intentional, coming up with a plan. And I think this Deuteronomy chapter really highlights this is what you're going to do, and recognize that there's a practical part, there's an intentional mm-hmm. part that had to happen, even in the collecting of the grain and the wheat and all of that. So, Reb, you want to pray us?
Father, thank you so much for what you have, who you are, and what you give, and the expression of love you give us by the provision we have in our life. Lord, may we heed this instruction to set time aside with you and to plan for it. Mm-hmm. And help us do this because it's for our own good and our relationship with you. Thank mm-hmm. you so much for our discussion today. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name.
And thank you to Brent and the team at Crosspoint Financial. If you do have some investments that you want to review or go over, give Brent and the team a call. And thank you, Brent, for sponsoring the show. And join us next week when we talk money.
Let's Talk Money is a division of More Than Enough Financial Fitness, where God is transforming hearts and bringing hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. For more information or to comment on today's show, please visit morethanenough.ca.